Greetings, and may the manifold blessings of Christ be with you. I am the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the creative and committed people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome any and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, August 9th, the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let's begin with prayer. Through the storms of life, O God, you are with your people in the person of Jesus, your Son. Through the Spirit, open us to your word now. Calm our fears and strengthen our faith that we may be assured of Christ's presence among us. And proclaim that he is your Son, risen from the dead, and alive forever and ever. Amen. We begin with a reading again from Paul's letter to the Romans, as we hear talk about the accessibility, if you will, of God. As scholar Matt Skinner puts it, Paul is saying here that just as God's instruction was very near to the people of Israel in the law, the Torah, that Moses gave them, so too God's word of life remains present among all people, ready to be encountered through Christ. What does it mean that it's near to us? It means it's right here. And none of us is any nearer to it than anyone else. It's for everyone. So now, listen for the word of God from Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 15. Paul says, Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So ends the reading. Now next, in Matthew's Gospel, we hear what happens immediately after last week's story about the feeding of the many thousands. Now remember that reading began with Jesus trying to get away by himself to think and pray after he heard of the beheading of John the Baptist. But the crowd followed him and he couldn't. Now, reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, listen again for God's word to us today. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught Peter, saying to him, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.